Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions that on one occasion the two tribes of the Ansar entered into dialogue. And these two tribes were the Aus and Khazraj tribes. What was the discussion that they were engaged in? What was the dialogue that took place among themselves? He says, "Iftakhara Hayyan al-Aus wal-Khazraj faqalatil-Aus." So these two tribes began to discuss their accolades, their virtues, the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them. But not worldly honor, dini honor, the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them in deen. فَقَالَتِ الْأَوْسُ So the Aus mentioned to the Khazraj, مِنَّا أَرْبَعَةٌ لَيْسَ فِيكُمْ مِسْلُهُمْ Allah had blessed us with four honors, four great personalities, regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with such great privilege that we don't find this honor and privilege among you people. So the Khazraj mentioned that, explain to us, what is this? What are you referring to? So they mentioned, Minna man hamathu dabar Asim ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One of our great personalities was that person whom the kuffar wanted to take away his body after he was martyred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a swarm of bees and to come and cover his body, to shield his body, so they couldn't lay their hands on it. So they thought that at nightfall, when everything subsides, we'll take the body. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent rain and washed the body away, so these people's hands couldn't touch the body of this great sahabi. Minna man hamattu dabar Asim ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala. Who was this great personality? Hazrat Asim bin Sabit radiallahu anhu. Wa minna man ujizat shahadatuhu bi shahadati rajulain Khuzaimah bin Sabit. And among us was that personality whom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had equated his testimony to the testimony of two people. And who was that sahabi? Hazrat Khuzaimah bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. During the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, there was a Bedouin, Nabi ﷺ wished to purchase a horse from him. So the Bedouin discussed the price, and Nabi ﷺ accepted to pay for the horse at that specified price. Nabi ﷺ told the Bedouin that, let me go and fetch the money from my home and I'll give it to you for the horse. So the Bedouin says, no problem, I'll follow you. As they continued on the path, there were some other people seeing this very beautiful horse. They thought this person is selling the horse. So they came to this Bedouin and they told him, "We wish to purchase this horse for you." So he asked him, "How much you going to give?" He said, "How much you want?" So he gives a higher price than the price Rasulullah had agreed and concluded the sale for. So those people said, "Yes, we are happy to buy it for this price." The Mr. Singh turned around and said, "But you had already sold me this horse. You can't resell it to anybody else. I'm the owner of it." So when those few people heard about this and learned what happened, so they mentioned that, "Oh, Nabi of Allah, if you already purchased this horse and now there's a dispute regarding this horse, we don't want this horse." This man, he said that, "No, I'll take my horse back." The sale between the Nabi of Allah and he was cancelled. He takes his horse and he goes home. But before going home, before the sale was cancelled, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this Bedouin, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Tell me, you claim that you purchased this horse. Where's your witnesses? Where's your proof? Do you have anybody to bear witness?" And there was nobody else present there at the time when Nabi Sallam concluded the sale with him. So the Nabi of Allah looked around. There was nobody there. So Hazrat Khuzaimah bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala came on the scene and he mentioned that, "I bear testimony. I bear witness that you bought this horse, O Nabi of Allah, from him for such and such price." Nabi Sallam said, "Oh Khuzaimah, but you were not present at the time when the sale took place. You didn't hear me and you didn't hear him. How is it that you can bear testimony to this? In other words, that this is not right." He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, you are the Rasul of Allah. We brought Iman in you and we bring Iman in everything that you say. When you have informed us regarding Jannat and Jahannam, things that are above the heavens or above the skies, is in a different realm. You told us of everything, we brought Iman. So definitely what you say is true. I bring Iman on this also. And I'll bet this." Nabi Sassam realized that he was not intending to cheat or to deceive. But this was a sign of his complete Iman that he came forward in order to side the Nabi of Allah, to support him and to assist him. Nabi Sassam had to explain him the masla. He said, "With regard to these worldly affairs, if you're not present at the scene, you can't bear testimony." But Nabi Sassam was very happy. The spirit of love, the spirit of confidence, the spirit of Iman that he exhibited on that occasion was something that was praiseworthy in the sight of Allah and His Rasul. We find wahi comes down. This person, his shahadat in any court of law will carry the shahadat of two people. This man, Khuzaimah bin Sabit, Allah honors him that his shahadat is so appreciated in the sight of Allah, carries so much of weight, that if you have two people and you have this man, his one shahadat will be equal to two people. So here the oath mentioned, "Minna man hamadtu dabar Asim ibn Sabit." We have that personality who the swarm of bees protected his body from the kuffar, Asim bin Sabit. "Wa minna man ujizat shahadatuhu bi shahadati rajulain." And one man, but his shahadat is equal to two people from among the all the Muslims. This is his honor in the sight of Allah. Nobody else shares with this. Shares in this honor that he has been blessed with. Who is this Khuzaimah bin Sabit? And he says, "Waminna man ghasalathu al-malaika. Ghasilu al-malaika. Hanzala raib." And the third personality was that person whom the angels had given ghusl to him. Who was this? Hazrat Hanzala al-ghasil. Hanzala Raib, the great Sahabi, Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned at the time of the Battle of Uhud, the Sahabi became Shaheed. So he just had married, just that night he got married. And he spent the night with his wife. And then in the morning we find that the i'lan was made, the announcement was called for jihad. So immediately Allah and His Rasul calling us for this. So he hastened to fulfill the call of Allah, of jihad, that he didn't have time to have ghusl also. He quickly came out. So after he became shaheed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen the angels giving ghusl to him. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inquired from his wife that, "Was he in janabat?" He says, "Yes, but to answer the call of Allah, he immediately left the home. He didn't have time for the ghusl also. He said, this is more important now to save Islam. Allah honored him that Allah sent the angel to give ghusl to him. So here the host mentioned, minna man ghasalatul al-malaika. Hanzala al-rahib. Hanzala, the great sahabi, who exercised such abstinence of this world, he was a man of the akhirat. And the fourth person, they mentioned, minna man ihtazzalahu arshur rahman. The person who Allah's arsh shook at the time when he passed away. The arsh of Allah also was so happy to meet this sahabi. The angels in the heavens also were so pleased and happy. Some hadiths mentioned 70,000 angels came down to escort the sahabi to take him to the hereafter. 70,000. 70,000 angels used to bring the wahi to Rasulullah at times. When Surah Kaf was revealed, 70,000 angels came down with the wahi. We find with the honor that Allah conferred on this sahabi, 70,000 angels came to take this body, take the ruh to the hereafter. And the arsh of Allah, out of happiness, also began to shake. So the Ahli Khazraj mentioned, فَقَالَ الْخَزْرَجِيُّونَ. The Ahli Khazraj mentioned, they told the Aus, minna arba'atun. We also have four people. Allah honored with great honor. Who are these people? مَنْ جَمَعُوا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ أَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَمْ يُوجَدْ غَيْرُهُمْ مِثْلُهُمْ. In the time of Nabi Sallam, where the wahi was being revealed, right till the end of Rasulullah's life, wahi came down. Then the Nabi of Allah had passed away, and the last wahi came down just few days before that. So the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, throughout the life of Rasulullah, as wahi was being revealed, they were ba'ating Quran. But at the time when Nabi Sallam left this world, at that point, there were only four people who ba'ated the entire Quran. There were many who ba'ated a great portion of Quran, but they, so to say, their hifz was continuing. So regarding Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, mentioned his hifz wasn't complete. Just after the Nabi of Allah, he remained in his home for 2 weeks. He would only exit his home to come to masjid for salah, and he would go back to his home, and he continued, he completed his hifz in this way. So this sahabi mentions, they say, the Khazraj told the Aus, minna arba'atun, we have such four personalities, that when Rasulullah left this world, they bahated the entire Quran. Though many sahaba came after that, that also bahated the whole Quran, thousands of them. But at that moment, the honor only these four had. Mu'az ibn Jabal, Ubay ibn Ka'b, Zayd bin Sabit, wa Abu Zayd. These are the four people. So we find when sahaba Ridwanullah al-Majma'in sat among themselves, it was only deen and akhirat that was of importance. And they attached value, and they attached anything to themselves based on deen. Hazrat Mu'ana Yusuf Khan Dehlvi Rahmatullahi is mentioned, the Amir of Tabligh Jamaat, when he went to Pakistan, it was a very great honor for the people of Pakistan to have a personality of this caliber to be gracing their land with his presence. So people of the government level also came to meet him, make his istiqbal. The army was there also. At different levels, different ranking, different types of people came. And they began to make ta'aruf, introduce this person. Is it this person in the government, you hold this position? This is the finance minister, defense minister, this is the general of the army, this so and so, all stood in line. Mawlana, I will meet them. So the Buzrug now is a man of Allah, man of akhirat. So he heard everything. He said that how you people are making ta'aruf, introducing each personality before me, that this is his honor, that this is his accolade, that this is his credential, that this is his position. In the time of Rasulullah, when Sahaba used to introduce somebody, they introduced them on deen, you know. This is the Sahabi of Rasulullah. This is what he did for Islam. This is the Sahabi, he became a hafiz in the time of Rasulullah. This is the Sahabi, became shaheed in the path of Allah. This was the Sahabi, he's a Badri Sahabi. This is his son. This is how they had introduced people. So in other words, they understood that their honor is in deen. The progress is in deen. Worldly progress was not a mark of honor that they boasted among themselves regarding, or they spoke about it, you know. It was always this aspect. If you look at these brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa is the greatest Nabi, the greatest Rasul, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. How honored, how fortunate we are, the greatest. Many ahadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, I will come before Allah. All the Anbiya will be behind me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in one hadith, بِيَدِي لِوَاهُ الْحَمْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, I will be holding the banner, the flag of Allah's praise. I will be speaking and praising Allah. Everybody will be silent. تَحْتَهُ آدَمُ وَمَنْ دُونَهُ وَلَا فَخَرْ. Behind me will be my father Adam, and all the galaxy of Anbiya and Rasuls will be behind me. Whether it's Ibrahim alayhi salam, whether it is Ismail alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, whoever. All will be behind our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The honor Allah Pak bless Rasulullah sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wala fakhr, I say this without any pride. In other words, I'm being commanded by Allah to say this. I'm not saying it out of pride. And then, أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُحَرِّكُ حِلَقَ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ لِي وَيُدْخِلُنِيهَا. I will knock on the door of Jannah. Allah will open the door of Jannah for me first. Allah will usher me into paradise. وَمَعِي فُقَرَاءُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. With me will be all the poor of my ummah. The poor of the muhajirin. The poor of the ansar. The poor will be of my ummah. Will be entered into Jannah with me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains so many. أَنَا سَيِّدُ وُلْدِ آدَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرْ. I am the leader of the children of Adam alayhi salam and entire creation. And I say it without any pride. So respected friends, we have the greatest of Nabi. So we have the greatest favor of Allah upon us. And Allah from all the ummats that came in the world, Allah honored us to be Imamul Umam. The Imam of all ummats. All ummats. The goodness Allah graced each and every ummat separately. Allah blessed us with His honor and grace combined. All the goodness of all the Anbiya was given to Rasulullah s.a.w. and Nabi s.a.w. had even more. And all the goodness of every ummat was given to the ummat of Rasulullah s.a.w. and the ummat of Rasulullah was given even more also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, بُعِسْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent as the last Nabi to come in perfect good character. The values of Iman and Islam to come and perfect it in the world. In other words, the goodness of every Nabi, I came to complete even that goodness also, to bring it till the end, you know. So what every Nabi had was to the pinnacle. Nabi Sallam was blessed with something even above that. And Nabi Sallam was with regard to his ummah, what he mentioned? Under the verse, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, under the commentary of this verse, the tafsir mentioned, Allah Pak says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, you are the best of nations that were sent for the hidayat of humanity. For the goodness of humanity, you were sent to take people out of dalalat and misguidance, to usher them into the light of Iman. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. What is your main duty, your main honor and responsibility? To command with good, forbid from evil, and to bring Iman in Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after mentioning this ayat, reciting this ayat before Sahaba, the Nabi of Allah mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you have been sent, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, that you are the best of nations, and you have been sent لِتُتَمِّمَ, so that you will complete the goodness of 70 of the great nations of the past. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, the Muhaddisin explained that the 70 of the great nations were the greatest of nations. And some say 70 is used in Arabic to explain kasrat. In other words, all the nations of the past. أَنْتُمْ خَيْرُهَا وَأَكْرَمُهَا عَلَى اللَّهِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, you are the best of all nations, most honored in the sight of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In other words, all the ummah, you are Imamul Umam. How Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, you are Imamul Umam, you are the Imam of all ummahs. But we ask ourselves, why have we been conferred with this great honor? What was the reason? Example, you say, no, this is my manager. You know. And the manager, you know how much I pay him? He's the highest paid worker. But that is only when he fulfills his responsibility as a manager. Then we find that now this title will remain with him, and the perks that go with it also he will continue to receive it. But if he now begins to shun his responsibilities, he's not worth anything in your business. So respected friends, we are the greatest ummah, because we have been blessed with the greatest honor, on account of the greatest responsibility. If we have to shun our duty, responsibility to Allah and His Rasul, and we make this dunya our goal, then how we are the greatest people, we will be the worst of people. How important it is, brothers, that we learn deen from our elders, like how Sahaba learned deen from Rasulullah, the Tabi'in learned deen from Rasulullah, from the Sahaba, the Tabi' Tabi'in learned from the Tabi'in, we find the silsila continued. Then we find the sweetness of Iman, Allah will grant us. We would be beacons of Hidayat wherever we go. We will be Hidayat for ourselves, our children, our families, and the Ummah of Rasulullah at large. But if we turn our gaze away from deen to dunya, then we will be dropped in the sight of Allah. And we will have no worth whatsoever. So we make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us a reflection of the Sahaba. And how the Sahaba ridwanallahu alayhim ajma'in sacrifice everything for Allah, for Rasulullah, for deen. Allah give us that jazba also to sacrifice like this. Our entire deen makes up of three parts only. The Quran, the Sunnah, and the Sahaba. Rasulullah was sent as to explain the Quran. And the Sahaba was sent to explain Rasulullah sallallahu. As long as we hold on to these three, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will join us with them in the hereafter. Allah give me a tawfiq wa akhidawan. Alhamdulillah.